listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Having a lot of fun and very much enjoying you being a part of it. So glad that you're attached with us. We're in the Dog Bowl, and we know Browns Nation, you are getting ready for the Browns heading down to Jacksonville. Optimism is running supreme as everybody's looking for the Browns to continue the success. Mike Pettine and his coaching staff, hard putting the finishing touches, really, on this Friday on a hard week of work as they look at maybe not so much Jacksonville's rankings and where they are offensively and defensively, but as Tony Boselli was telling us, maybe some of the differences, the subtle changes made now since Blake Bortles has taken over at quarterback.
Yeah, it leaves a lot of optimism, I think, and he instilled the slightest little bit of fear in me just because he gets to see those guys. He's gotten to see that culture change that has happened at the top with Blake Bortles. He also has gotten to see every snap, and he's in that locker room as well, hearing what they're saying and the belief that they have that they've turned the tide for the better. And here we go. We're very optimistic about who we are and the identity that we have through five games, taking our game to Jacksonville to play what seems like, Tony said, was a confident football team and a changed football team since they have Blake Bortles now playing at the quarterback position.
Yeah, it looks like it's you know, made a difference. I mean, Bortles, now he is completing 70% of his throws. You know, I noticed that. The touchdown interception ratio, Joe, is two TDs and five picks, but they seem like they put something together where, and he's throwing a lot on the run if you look at it, but he's been accurate. And his ball placement, I think, has been decent.
I told you earlier in the show that when I saw him at Central Florida, I saw a game. The way the guy took the football field to me stood out that he knew what he was doing. You know, he's got that presence. He's a big quarterback. He's a strong guy. He's able to drop back, launch the ball, do all these things. It's obvious that Jacksonville has done – they've done the right things. I think it was a great pick for him, and, you know, you're going to take your chance on a guy that's big in stature, had some success in college, but you don't hear a lot about him. He seems hungry. You know, he doesn't want to be the guy putting himself out there. So, you know, he is probably studying. He's probably doing the extra things to get better. They've started to surround him receiver-wise with some good players, and, again, as he grows, so will those guys.
That's
so
right.
It's a good
big point.
Thing.
Very yeah, good point. And we mentioned the young receivers. They go Bortles 1. I'm talking a draft. Bortles 1, Marquise Lee 2, Allen Robinson 3 in the draft. So they're letting you know what they're looking to accent with their football team.
We just talked about Jimmy Smith, Keenan McCardle, and Mark Brunell earlier.
Yes.
I mean, they're kind of setting themselves up for round 2 of that, maybe.
Yeah, interestingly enough, too, when you talk about drafting first round quarterbacks, the Jacksonville Jaguars, you go back the last 11 years, Byron Leftwich out of Marshall, had some success there. 4 years ago, then the puzzler was Blaine Gabbert. And, of course, you know, that was that Blaine Gabbert.
Well, in between, you had David Garrard out of East Carolina as
yeah,
well.
But I meant first rounder.
Oh, yeah, sure.
She wasn't a first rounder.
Gotcha.
But, you know, guys at the top of the draft. So, again, now Bortles, you know, you would expect that Byron Leftwich had, you know, had success, took that football team to the playoffs once, I believe. I'd have to look at that. But so they've been in the business, you know, they draft a quarterback number 1, and 4 years later they're having to do it again.
What team does that sound like?
Cleveland Browns.
It sounds like what we've been familiar with there. And I look at it that Blake, to me, just through all the guys that we named here from the past few years, Blake looks like the standout to me.
Yeah, and that being said, Joe, is, again, look at how a change at the top, and I'm not saying that necessarily Jacksonville needs that, but a change at the top, a change in culture, a change in identity, we've taken, but we were, again, in that same conversation with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and now we're not. And I think by taking who we are now on the road and taking care of business, we continue to alleviate ourselves from that conversation and that group and take a step forward towards that top tier, which
you're
is
right.
where we want to be.
Well put.
Jim O'Neill and, of course, Mike Pettine's job to see what they could get accomplished to confuse and show Blake Bortles a lot of different looks as the Browns – They did. They did to Ben Roethlisberger last week in the win over Pittsburgh. Here's Gabe as we say hi. Oh, the call dropped. All right, we were going to get to Gabe. I'll tell you what, then. Why don't we take a quick timeout? And Mary Kay Cabot on the other side from Cleveland.com and the Cleveland Plain Dealer. We'll look forward to our conversation with Mary Kay. A lot more coming up right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Don't go away.